It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 210, or it's 2.1, I'm not sure what, there might be a decimal in that. 210 can't be right, 21.0 maybe? How's it going?
Yeah, it's season 2, episode 10.
Oh, getting near the finale probably.
Yeah. Good, I'm back home.
Yeah, you actually don't sound like shit for once, recording wise.
Yeah, it's using the same microphone and everything, but I'm sitting closer to it. I was sitting on like a elevated perched couch, and then I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I've got my chair all the way down to the floor.
Awesome.
This microphone is like the dumbest. Anyway, whatever. Well, we have a separate podcast for
talking shoeshine where we do the evaluating the audio quality of each one. So let's see. What are we gonna do? We got a lot of commercials today to talk about. I think it's good because we have the good and the bad. Like there, we want to give, we want to give good commercials credit when they're good. It's just as important as, positive reinforcement as when it's a fucking bullshit Southwest commercial or whatever it was.
Yeah.
The fucking football scout. Never mind. I'm just going to talk about that for another 30 minutes. God, I hate that commercial. It's still going every single commercial break.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it. I haven't seen it since. It's weird because I would think that is it just on the Sharks games a lot?
It must just be on the Sharks every time. That's probably why I see it all the time.
I remember last episode I was saying I got to check the Facebook group, Comedy Shoeshine Fans.
Oh, yeah.
Strong. And I didn't have it, like the login on my lap, because I got the fake account that I go to.
Yeah. You don't want people to see what you really look like.
No, that picture's not me. I tried to find who looks like it would be your brother, and I found some guy loser sitting in some. I don't know what he was doing in that picture, but I got home and I don't remember what the password was or whatever, and I went home. I got home and I looked and I missed like a million posts, and I wanted to ask you. We have some time to we need some filler here. What is this thing about 9-year-olds and you are the only people that like McDonald's from this other? Is it from the other podcast?
Yeah,
they're making fun of you.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, yeah. Apparently, well, because they were commenting on the Trump thing. I think so. Scathing.
Oh, atheist. Right.
It was probably Eli. He said McDonald's is just for 9-year-olds who won't eat anything else, and me.
Yeah. Right.
So I went on God Awful Movies last weekend, and I made some jokes about it that were essentially like, it's not a joke. Like, there's no, I texted Eli when I saw this. I was like, what's the punchline though? It's just, it is McDonald's. Yes.
It's weird that McDonald's is just for 9-year-olds and you. And yet every time I go there, there's two lines going all the way out to the street every day at every single time. Everywhere I
every
ever go to McDonald's is like
citizen
that.
Every citizen of the country is in alphabetical order, lined out the door. And there's a guy checking off the list like, yep. Like every person is there. There's no...
It's not to say that you can't have the opinion that it's terrible food or whatever, it's bad for you. But a billion people are eating McDonald's every single day. There's no way that anyone could...
You know what's my favorite thing about McDonald's currently is I can't even eat it, and I'll still go to bat for it. I don't even care. Like, I haven't had it in months because it ruins my stomach, and I can't even eat it. So it's like, but I don't even Doesn't matter. Like, I still would eat it. Like, if it weren't, you know, somehow toxic for my stomach. It weren't literally poisoning me. Then I would.
Yeah, you have to figure that out.
Yeah, something about my stomach thing. I can't quite manage it lately, so I haven't been doing it. And, you know, I just get in and out lately. But but it's not for, like, it still is amazing. And especially, you know what I really want to have, but I can't find an excuse to have, is a McDonald's breakfast. That's what a McDonald's breakfast for me is like a rare, you need to be traveling and,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it's so unhealthy, but also delicious that I need an excuse for it. You know, I got to be in an airport or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's the most extreme example of that is Cinnabon, which I can't ever have.
But never,
like,
yeah,
if you're at an airport and you're like, oh, I can allow myself to have a Cinnabon at this airport. It's the greatest. It's like 900 pounds of pure sugar. It's so good. But it's too, you could never get it.
Yeah, it feels so awful.
I think I'm past it. Yeah. That was like in my 20s at the airport. Yeah. I would maybe get it.
Because, like, especially when you're waiting for a flight and then your plan is to be like, for me anyway, I don't know if we react differently to stuff or whatever, but like, if I have that just mound of sugar and then I sit in a plane and like sweat and fucking fidget and stuff, you know, like, that's not a good. I need something that's going to put me to sleep before I get on a plane. I don't need a pound of sugar.
Yeah, no, it's
the
awful.
Only time I could have it is, it's more like I could have it in the mall if I have to walk around for a year, you know? Like, that would be when I could have it, probably, but I still won't. Anyway, McDonald's.
Sorry, I have a couple things.
Catch up.
I just haven't checked the Facebook thing for so long. Sure. Plus, I want to give shout-outs to the people who are posting funny stuff and entertaining me and you. So last week we were talking about the guy, the bartender that I thought was Australian or could be from New Zealand, and I was saying how he could get away with the mate and all that. And a guy posted in our group saying, like, he said, hot tip, New Zealanders mostly say bro instead of mate. And so I was thinking, when I first read that, I thought he meant, like, nobody says mate, like, at all anymore. And I was thinking, like, do people from New Zealand and Australia come over here and just do that whole shtick because they think that, like, we like Crocodile Dundee for 30 years ago and that's just what we want to hear? But I guess it was more of a tip of, like, that's how you can tell if someone's from
New Zealand. Yeah, I mean, Zealand, they probably, like, all met up in New Zealand. We're like, we got to differentiate somehow. Yeah. There's...
Well, who's taking mate? Because we both
all right, mates. How do we... a meeting of the mates. How do we...
And let's, like, figure this out, mate to mate. Just,
yeah, one guy's like, I know this is, God, this is going to fucking hurt, but what if? Ugh, what if we stop with a mate and change it to something else? No, we cannot. Throw that mate out.
And then, what else was I going
to say? Mates, escort that mate to the door.
The thing I was laughing at the most, though, it's not even supposed to really be funny, but... This is Pete. Well, he has a bunch of little hyphens on his name.
Yeah,
so
who knows?
This is Peter, but it's like Peter. Anyway, he's talking about how he wants to talk with, you know, add his thoughts to our thoughts. And then Brian was like, who wants to make a podcast where we listen to Shush and insert ourselves? And I was thinking, like, who even would listen to this, let alone go into wanting to make a podcast about this? It's the most impossible. Like, I get that everyone's, amazing. You know, just trying to be nice and, like, feel sorry for us, but that's a little too far. You don't have to pretend that you would actually...
I'm amazed a million people hopped onto this group to help us, you know, like, feel better about ourselves. It's nice. It's one of those, you know, charity viral things where everyone's like, hey, let's give these guys a chance.
It's like
you know?
Yeah, it's like a GoFundMe kind of
phrase. Yeah, good last wish kind of thing. Or they probably call it that.
Anyway, thanks for all the... Someone commented about the rabbit stuff. That was funny. Sometimes I go back and look and I go, oh, yeah, I don't even remember. It'll be like a week ago and I forgot that I even said.
Man, the rabbit thing. Jesus.
I've since calmed down from the bunnies being forced on my family.
I'm still mad about that. I'll never get over it. That's unbelievable. That's not acceptable behavior. All right. So we got to get to some fresh content. Dude, I got one. I guess I got a short one. It was to be continued from all the novel ideas I had last week. But it's don't worry, it's not. It's better. Weird. I'm getting some. You know that sound it makes when your cell phone rings in a speaker? I'm getting that in for you right now. So
in a speaker.
Yeah, like when near a speaker, if a cell phone goes off and it's like burp, 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 you know, it's doing that.
Oh, yeah.
So it stopped.
Bam, 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 bam. It might just be a
Imperial probe droid. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, it's that. Anyway, dude, I was reading one of the many books I've read, because I do read books.
Mm-hmm. Big book.
And this one was about, first I saw a couple things. Might be a little bit of a bummer, but not, you know, hopefully not too bad. But it's about some gay characters during the 80s in the middle of AIDS, which is unbefucking leavable when you think about it. But there's something that happened in this book that I realized, and I can't wait to get your take on. You know, there's a couple characters, and they frequently refer to, you know, condoms as rubbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, rubbers. Oh, he's all about rubbers, rubbers, rubbers. And I realized, like, this is just but one example of something that I will never do, and I'm not... I want to know, how does a guy... Because it's always a guy, pretty much. Or maybe, like, a female comedian or something. But it's always a guy. How do you decide that, oh, I'm going to be rubbers guy? Like, I'm not going to say condom. That's just the word for it. I can't just say the word for the thing. Like, I need a cool slang term for it, you know?
Wait, so, sorry. I thought you said this book was from, it's not set in, like, a different older time. And that
well,
was,
it
like,
is, but people still refer to condoms as rubbers.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a slang term.
So it just made you think of people now who do that.
Well, it just made me think of, with anything, doesn't matter what the thing is. I had another example. Oh, no, I have another example. Calling a therapist a shrink.
That's the worst.
Yeah. I want to know this. Like, because I guarantee you there's a couple people listening. It might be more than a couple who like, oh, yeah, I call it that. Oh, yeah. Where does that decision happen? You know?
Yeah.
Because all I know, the one thing I know about you and I could say with certainty is we would never, ever, in a million years, refer to those things as either of those things. Ever.
No. Never.
And I was just reflecting, like, what is that? Because for me, it might have been if I grew up and the only word I'd ever learned for condom was actually rubber, and I thought that was the real term, maybe then I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's called rubber. And then someone might be like, the minute I found out, like, well, yeah, but it's actually a condom. It's not a, you know, like, that's just a slang term. I'd be like, oh, okay, so then I'll call it the thing that it actually is. You know? How do people decide, like, yeah, I think I'm cool enough to be the guy that says rubber instead of guy. I think I am. That's so weird. Or shrink. Fucking shrink. How do you decide that?
Shrink so is more dumb. Like, I don't think that they're real type of thing, I think, isn't it? You know, like they're bullshit. Like, yeah, this is bullshit, so kinda. It's a shrink or whatever. Whereas rubber is like just, there's no reason that you would say that because you just call it the other word.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know there's got to be there's a million examples of that. I was trying to think of one.
Yeah.
I can't think.
I know. I don't know. There'll be more that we'll think of, but I just.
I know is, yeah, if a person is like that, I immediately identify them as not a friend.
Yeah,
like, I'm not going to be friends with them.
I can't talk to them.
No.
It's like, oh, okay. It's so weird. I don't. Yeah.
No. That and pop for soda. I just, even though I know that's a regional thing.
That's kind of charming. I don't mind that.
No, I hate it.
Pop.
I hate that word.
What about if someone uses the full soda pop? Is that
soda pop?
Is that better?
If they say soda pop Kenzie.
Yeah. From Punch Out.
Is their favorite. Yeah. That's the only time.
Yeah.
Dude, just the word pop. It's pop. Even for calling like your grandpa pop. I just don't like pop.
That's another one. Yeah, well, I think that's kind of along the line of shrink and rubbers, like pop. Oh, yeah, it's my pops, pop.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't really think.
My old man.
Dude, yeah, I had a, God, back when I worked in, construction briefly, I had some guy ask me like, oh, you got an old lady, Thomas? It's like, what? I know.
Who's the old lady? I eventually figured out.
Yeah. Weird old lady. No. That's a people call their girlfriend, wife, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Old lady.
Yeah.
What?
It's not weird. Even offensive, like because they're calling a woman an old lady. That's not even it. That's not even part of it. It's
right.
Just stupid
yeah.
that you don't just say your girlfriend or your wife. Like, yeah. There's no.
There's no reason. I don't. It's the it's so
the
weird.
Old ball and chain is funny
that's
enough to be.
Yeah,
acceptable.
I like the old ball and chain. That's that's
because you. A lot of these things, if you set them once,
ball and chain.
Yeah, if you set them once out of 100 times, like you just every once in a while you change it up to, my old lady's calling me or whatever.
The old ball, and like.
Or like if you're like, I'm out of rubbers, I got to stop here. Like you, like if I said that, you might laugh once. If I just said rubbers or something, I mean, I would
that would
life
be relationship a, ending probably. But
yeah, I wouldn't buy a condom. Just because you'd know that I was buying condoms, you mean?
Yeah. No, just because you called it that.
Well, Dad used to say that.
I would think something happened to... Dad used to say that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, wow. But I don't know if that's just what they called him when he was a kid, but I remember him because, well, I just have weird memories of...
What memories are these? I've never had this conversation.
Dad used to make a lot of weird sexual jokes a lot and around me, and like we would laugh at about it. I don't know if he did that with you or like
not
anybody else.
In any way, shape, or form. That's
bizarre. He totally did.
Wow.
He, so
I wonder
one
if
time,
he like thought better of it or like, or I wonder if he's like, all right, this son...
Yeah.
This time around, I don't know.
I'm weird. Not sure.
Maybe he saw how you turned out and was like, well, I ruined him. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Because in baseball, you know, the rubber is like the pitching thing that you.
Okay. Well, if you're using it to make a pun or whatever, that's acceptable.
But he also, one of my favorite dad jokes, actually, not dad jokes like in quotes, but our dad's jokes, is which is also a dad joke. Is one time I don't know if I told you this. So it was, we had this whole thing of like doing the dishes. Like I had to do the dishes and our sister had to put them away and it was, you know, all the chores or whatever. And there was a time where I did such a crappy job on purpose or whatever that we just stopped having to do the dishes cause they were so dirty or whatever. It was weird. I can't believe we got away with that. But
yeah, normally
at
that doesn't
one point
work.
He went through, so you know how Dad would do like, so let's say I'm doing the dishes and we never had like a dishwasher that actually just cleaned dishes. It was always like a prop.
Yeah.
Like you have to actually, it was just like a dish rack dryer, but it would make noises and stuff.
It's the place you put the dishes after you manually did all the work of it. And then it rinsed them. I don't know. The dish.
Yeah. I don't know what it did. But
spritzer.
At one point he was like, I think the dishes were coming out dirty or something. And he was like, I'm going to show you how this thing works. And our mom was there too. It was just me and Dad and mom. And he goes, so, you know, you wash them off here, you rinse them, and then you put them in here. And he was showing me all, here's how you put them and everything. And he goes, and this is how the thing works. You know, you put the soap in the dishwasher, you close it. And then he's, you know, he's like in the bottom middle, there's that thing that comes up, you know, that the washing thing. And he goes, so this thing in the middle is like kind of a cone shaped thing. When you close it, it comes up, you know, like it extends up, and then he says, and then it ejaculates all over, ejaculates soap all over the dishes, and he started laughing, and mom like kind of started laughing. I don't know, I'll always remember that as like,
No, he never made any good jokes.
Yeah,
like
he
that
always did
me.
That.
Weird. I wonder if this is interesting actually. I wonder if it was like part of the sending our daughters to a cult, a Catholic cult. Like, I wonder if that was any part of the. I don't know, some sort of transition in his behavior. I don't know.
Yeah, it might have been in the early 90s, I'm guessing. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, it was the roaring early 90s. Well, anything went.
I guess the girls were younger. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't really know.
Weird.
But he would do, I'm sure he made dozens and dozens of jokes like that. I remember like humping jokes and all kinds of stuff, rubbers
what
and all that
stuff. What the hell? Like, who are you talking about?
Yeah, he totally did.
Different person.
It was like he would test me out on it to be like, it was weird. I always thought like he was thinking, would I be, you know, like, would I laugh at it and then we could make those kind of jokes? Because he didn't have like any male friends to like make those.
Yeah.
Every guy needs to make those kind of jokes. You know, you can't, it's hard to not. And I mean, not every guy, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of fun to do that kind of stuff. You're not.
Well, I just make them with my old lady.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe our mom was not, you know, didn't laugh at him or I don't know. But anyway, I was never like totally comfortable with it. I was always like, that's kind of weird. And then maybe he just stopped because he was like, all right, it's not working. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. Or it could have been like, it might have been like, you know, our sister getting older and then being, you know, like that might have made him feel weird or something. I don't know.
Yeah. When we went golf, you do that at golf a lot too. Anyways,
Yeah, I don't, maybe I'm forgetting. I don't know. Maybe there were some. Yeah, I don't fucking know. Anyway, let's see. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Well, so that was it. Yeah, I don't know how you become the person who uses the slang mm-hmm. terms for stuff. But I do want to say that just quickly on the more serious side, man, how fucking weird would it have been. I've actually talked to, you know, because we have a billion gay friends from doing theater and other reasons. And, you know, there are a few who are of that age where they live through the fucking 80s. Can you imagine? Yeah. Dude, can you imagine? It's unimaginable. I almost don't want to, you know, I just don't want to take us down a depressing path on the show. But, like, imagine if you are a member of a group of people that's a small, by the way, heavily persecuted minority of people. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, a fucking mystery disease that people can't even identify just starts killing you or your friends. Yeah, I can't even fathom it. It's unbelievable. It's like at a certain point, and there's, you know, if you look at the statistics early on or whatever, it was like half the people who got it died.
Yeah.
And like everybody got, you know, it's unreal. And just, I found it to be a really enjoyable book. It was, you know, it's sad and everything, but it's also like, God, I can't imagine. It's a really short, in the scheme of things, it's a pretty short period of time where it was that level of like nobody knew anything. And it was like, what is happening? And people thought like, well, can we even be around people? Like, you know, how is it transmitted? All that kind of stuff. And then eventually, like when doctors got more of a handle on it, it was a little bit, I mean, obviously it was still scary, but it was, at least it was, you know, you felt like you had a little more control over it. But there was a period of time where people had no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's crazy.
People always say it this, but like, I remember when Magic Johnson announced that he had AIDS, you know, I was like, mm-hmm. holy shit, he's going to die like mm-hmm. in a few years.
You don't even think of it. I that feels like most of my childhood was thinking Magic Johnson was going to die at any minute.
Yeah.
I was at the perfect age where I didn't, like, I was too young to really understand anything. I remember, I think I would ask you, like, so is he going to die? Like, when's he, you know? And it's like, well, not yet. Hasn't died yet. And now he's, he's fine.
Was he the first person that, like, just didn't ever have to not deal with it, but you know what I mean? Like
it didn't get develop into
didn't die, AIDS, yeah, or whatever. Like, just
I don't the maybe just, of high prominence, yeah. I don't know,
yeah.
There I was, a, I guess, what historically what happened was, you know, Reagan and the fucking assholes were all happy that it was killing gay people, and so they didn't do anything about it. And then finally, what happened was a kid in a hospital got it from like some, you know, blood transfusion or something like that, where it's like, oh, no, now it's hurting a person that we care about kind of thing. And then like people started actually working on it more and like devoting resources to it. And I think by the time Magic got it, it was a little bit different because that was what, like 94 or something, 94. What did he announce that he had? I don't remember.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
It was, I think they had already, I think it was a problem people were working on more so than in the like mid to early 80s kind of thing. Yeah. But anyway, it's a weird thing. I can't imagine how fucking horrifying that would be. And it's like, I have all kinds of friends where it's like, oh yeah, we lost that person. We lost that person. Like, not me personally, but friends of friends, you know, who it's like,
oh really?
Oh yeah. Wow. Yeah, like people who lived through the 80s and were gay, like it's a guarantee that they know a bunch of people who were claimed by AIDS. Like, isn't that weird? Yeah. You and I don't have anything. It's not like, oh yeah, our friend, that friend died, you know? Like it might be a thing here or there that we have, but it's not like, oh yeah, my. And the thing about being gay in the 80s, you know, like it's a pretty tight-knit community of, you know, people who are being persecuted. Like, you knew everybody knew everybody, unless you were really closeted and trying not to, you know, trying to like blend in with the straights or something. But yeah, that's a weird and really depressing time. But we can transition to less depressing stuff if you want.
Yeah, it was 1991, by the way, when he...
Oh, was it that early? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a weird one. So I was watching the UFC, you know, we watched that UFC. It sucked. And the next day I was reading the story that one of the fighters got his stuff stolen, like from the Barclays Center, and like all his like training stuff and out of their van or something like that. And he, so I was like, I clicked on the thing and I was reading about it. And then he had a tweet or an Instagram post or something that was like, you know, someone stole all my stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then he writes like you guys can totally have like everything except for I had like two mouthpieces that are really important to me or, and like some, you know, whatever, gloves or something, like two or three items that are like sentimental value.
Right.
And, like, if you could just bring those back and keep all, you know, you just totally just keep all the other stuff.
Right.
And I, that happens all the time. Like when people get stuff stolen.
Yeah.
I've seen that a lot where people are always yeah, I don't care about this stuff. Like, it's cool. You can, I'm glad you stole all this stuff from me. It's just that, like, could you bring back these other things?
Yeah.
And I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that exactly zero times someone has brought back the couple things that someone asked
for,
you know, that are sentimental. And I hate it. Every time I read that, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, that thought of, like, I'll just ask them to do this. It always seems dumb to me, you know, that, like, I don't know. Dumb, I couldn't do it. Well, it's just naive or something. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's thieves.
I would guess that it's not zero. Like, I would imagine that there's times where, like, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's a lot, but I would imagine that it's... I wouldn't blame someone. Like, if something is really sentimental, you know, like, I wouldn't blame someone for giving a try of, like, okay, you know... Obviously you're a fucking thief and whatever, but like this thing that's likely of no value to you, you know, like if you just mail it to me, you know, drop it off somewhere, do something. I don't know. I see how it's worth a try, you know, like does it hurt anything to try?
I guess that? It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't hurt, but it just looks, I don't know, something about it just, I don't know if I can make an analogy to something else, but it's like, do you not get what happened? Yeah, someone stole, a thief stole your stuff.
Well, let's say it's, you know, let's say they steal stuff and then like try to sell it as like, oh, this was this fucking guy's thing. Like, I could see if you put the message out there that like, hey, this thing's valuable to me, I could see maybe another person comes across it and is like, oh, yeah, I'll buy this. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, seems like it's worth a try.
Yeah, I would say like, I would show, if you had pictures, I'd be like, here's what was stolen. If you guys see the stuff anywhere for sale, like, buy it for me and I will pay you whatever 10 times.
Yeah. And then he say, give me back my son.
Yeah. But I don't know. The whole attitude of like, it's cool that you stole like the other stuff. Just totally keep it. Like, I hope you make a ton of money stealing my stuff. I just want this other stuff.
Yeah. Maybe that's part of the play is to, like, assume they're like from the French Revolution and are stealing a mouthful of bread. You know, like, I'm sure you were just feeding, you're getting the medicine for little Sally at home, who's coughing and dying, but just this thing you can't. I tell you what, I'll pay you for it. Give you more money.
Yeah, maybe I'm totally wrong. Part of the reason I want to bring it up is because, you know, we have millions of listeners. So someone in the Facebook group might be like, oh, that happened to my friend and they did get the stuff. Like,
If that's
actually happened, I would love to know it, because then I would feel like,
well, dude, I'll tell you something this kind of reminds me of that I need to fucking do is I need to put my address in my wallet, because like, that actually does work. So people know where
to come steal the rest of it.
If you like this, plenty more where this came from.
Put $1,000 cash in there.
Just dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign.
Yeah, and a lot.
Yeah,
like little plaque, little cards that have like insurance policies for your home collections of.
Yeah,
like
here's rare... my alarm passcode. Yeah, no, but it's like they do all the, you know, the fucking back in the day, all the dumbass radio stations do the like, or the, you know, the local news. We put several wallets with whatever and like actually people almost always return them. But no, that's not a thief, you know, that's not a wallet thief. That's just a person. So the other day when I thought for, you know, when you ever for a split second, I was like, oh shit, did I drop my wallet somewhere? Because, you know, I felt my pocket and it was, you know, wasn't the right place or something. And I was like, I still need to do that because it'll get returned to me.
Oh, you mean my daily crippling anxiety of losing my wallet every single minute of every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst. I don't know why, because you can easily replace pretty much everything in there, but I do the whole pat down of all my pockets constantly. Mm-hmm. Like, where's my wallet? I don't have it. My wallet. It's the worst.
Yep. Dude, I know this isn't really funny, but sort of related to this. Did you ever do this with any of your kids? You know, because Phoebe has her Bobby. You know, her puppy that she said pronounced Bobby, so now its name is Bobby, but we also try to get her to say puppy, but it doesn't really work. I thought we lost it. You know, we have several close calls with that, which would just be obviously a nightmare. It'd be devastating. Mm-hmm. And so I actually tracked it. Did I say this on the show already? I like the origin of Bobby is not like straightforward. Apparently, someone gave us a gift that's this like plastic horse thing. And there was this Bobby was like hidden in it, and it didn't belong to the horse. Like it was the, we asked the horse, and he's like, "That's not mine. I've never seen that Bobby." you're not listening. Anyway,
I don't get it.
Anyway, the Bobby was in with the box of the horse, and it's not part of that. Like somebody, it's like somebody in Target put it in there that it wasn't there. You know, so the way Phoebe has a Bobby is like total.
Oh, weird.
You know, it's not straightforward. So you might think, oh, it's easy to go buy another one of that, but it wasn't. It turned out it was from some weird, obscure catalog thing that I don't even think it might have been some poor kid left it in there. Like it wasn't. But anyway, the point is, I had a close call, a scare with the Bobby that I thought we lost it. And I was like, well, fuck this. I'm going to find another one of these. And so I like found on eBay a backup Bobby to have like just in case.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And now yeah, you know, I'm like, I'm going to be disappointed if we don't get to use it. You know, like if I just have this backup Bobby and then she's like 18, I'm like, oh, here's this. I don't know. You never
know what
it.
You should do. You can get,
oh, those little one of these little trackers or something.
Yeah. You can get like the little Bluetooth. Well, right. I don't know. Maybe the range.
What's the range? Yeah. I was going to say, what's the range on a Bluetooth thing?
It's not but what was that? I ordered, so for a while, somebody got me like a men's, you know, back when those subscription boxes were a thing.
Right.
More, well, they still are, but it was like you'd get like little face lotion, a bow tie, and like a suspenders, and you know, the little hipster packs. And one of them had this little thing that was like, put this on anything and you can track it from
your phone.
Yeah,
what is it, like a Square or something? There's some brand of that too.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Anyway,
that made me think of something. Oh, well, my daughter had that with the little dog doll that Phoebe has. I don't know if she's ever used it, but she could not be separated from that thing for a good year. And it broke. I think I said this before, but it broke at one point. Like we changed the battery and it still wouldn't work. And it was like one of the most heartbreaking days of our lives. Because she was still like, she was maybe like two. But she not old enough to really understand what was going on, just old enough to know that like she didn't have her Wawa.
Yeah, yeah.
And we could have easily just bought another one, but they're everywhere. But well, it was a weird feeling.
Now I'm realizing the thing that I was itching to do on the show. I can't believe I forgot about this. Oh. I'm staring the note right in the face, and I forgot about it. So on the topic of Phoebe and animals, so you know I watch Phoebe every Friday. And on last Phoebe Friday, there's some new toy that she had. I don't know who got it for her. I don't know the story. But when I come downstairs and, you know, to watch Phoebe, there's like a new doll, a new whatever, like stuffy thing. And Phoebe and I both. This is something I've talked about before, but it's happened again. So I need to repeat it. Mm-hmm. Phoebe and I both looked at it, sized it up, and we were certain it was Abyss, which, of course, is Bear.
So
and we called it Biss. She said, yeah, Biss. I said, I agree. That is Abyss. And then someone hit a button on the thing. I don't know if Phoebe accidentally hit it or I hit it or whatever. You know, a few minutes later, after we're comfortable, like, we know this is Abyss. We've established it's Abyss. Fucking thing barks at us. It goes, woof, woof. I'm like, what the fuck? So this Biss is, in fact, a Bobby the whole time. What is it with these fucking toy makers? These are fucking sickos. Do they get off on like not me having arguments with my wife about what a thing is? They make a cat that looks like a bear and a bear that looks like a dog and a dog that why do they do that? Just make the thing that looks like the fucking thing that it is. I don't want to. I can't think of a more valuable time, like a more critical time for a thing for a kid, you know, a baby to know what a thing is. You know, you don't want to be cut like, no, that's not. I know it looks exactly like Abyss, but it's actually. You know, it's a dog, you know, like what, why do they do this? Fucking psychos.
Is that the thing we got you? The Wawa thing?
Oh, maybe it is. Yeah. What? Yeah. Why is that a dog?
It stands, I know that bark that it does.
It stands on two legs. It's upright.
Maybe they don't want anything to be a bear because it's like scary or something. Like, because
everything is a bear.
Like,
it's the opposite. Everything's a bear. It's all Well, you're right that the sound, okay, sound wise, they don't want it to be better, but they want it to like stand on its legs, but also be a dog. I got news for you. Dogs don't walk on two legs. And if they, like, even if they do, it's briefly, and their front legs don't look like arms. Like,
but do bears really walk around on two legs?
No. From time to time. More so. Yeah. But, like, a teddy bear is a, everyone knows what a teddy bear is. It's, you know, we all know what a teddy bear looks like. It's kind of, its arms go like, you know, its upper arms go, like, up and out, you know, whereas a dog, and just like Bobby is such a great dog. I have nothing but respect for Bobby.
Perfect
because.
Dog, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby, her dog doll thing, because it's an actual fucking dog. It's a little bulldog thing or whatever. And it, like, the front legs are actual front paw leg things that go down. They don't go up. There's not a lot of dogs don't go, yay, like with their front arms up. That's how this doll is. It's not a God.
Yeah, I wonder what the.
I'm just glad Phoebe and I
agreed.
It must
be like, we want teddy bears, but.
Yeah,
we're sick of teddy bears, so we'll make them other animals, but they're still teddy bears. Because kids can, the way the kid would like hug it or it'll sit, you know. You just can't really make like a correct, like a dog being on all fours is probably like kind of, it just doesn't work for toys.
I don't know. Bobby works great. Her Bobby's fantastic.
He's like a little beanie baby.
Stop trying to defend the fucking psychopaths. That make these animals. I don't know why. If it was a bear, like the toy itself, I'm not complaining about the toy. The toy's fine. It should just be a bear because it looks like a teddy bear. Just have it be a bear. And then like invent a bear noise. I guess you're right. Maybe it is the noise. Maybe it is that. Like they don't want it to be like, oh, make a noise. Blah! Like, I'm going to eat you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Bears are incredibly scary.
They are terrifying. They're dangerous. Dangerous animals.
For kids, like sharks and bears are the two. Well, for adults, really.
Yeah. But like bears, I think don't. Well, no, you can. Somebody can do the research. I think bears might be more dangerous than sharks. Like, I think you. First off, there's. I don't know. That's close. I was going to say people have more exposure. Like, do you think there's more people out in the water where there's sharks or more people in parks and stuff where there's bears? I don't know. Actually, I'm not sure. But anyway, bears are dangerous.
Yeah, probably bears.
Yeah,
bears.
That's a good. Someone answer that in the group. Who? Let's go raw numbers. Let's take a little shoosh competition here. I actually have no idea. Raw numbers, not adjusted for encounter per encounter numbers or anything. More people killed by bears in America. Americans.
Yeah, how many
by
have
bears?
You been killed by bears?
Yeah, right. Show of stumpy arms. Or more people killed by sharks. I'm gonna guess bears. What's your guess? You think bears?
Yeah, bears.
Yeah.
Because you could be camping. A lot of people camp and there's bears all the time.
Yeah.
And the scariest thing about bears is they're like I don't know, because I've been camping, dozens of times and they come when you're sleeping, like if you accidentally leave some food around or whatever. And so you're like, I could go to sleep now and I might wake up with a bear like trying to get me in my tent or whatever. Sharks feel like how often are you really out like in the ocean?
That's what I was trying to figure. I mean, we count Hawaii and all this and other places where people just surf 24/7. I don't know. Maybe there's more. But
people surf.
Yeah. The bears, the problem is if it's a mom that has cubs, then they'll fucking eat you. That's the thing. Like, most of the time they shouldn't hurt you. If you just have food, they'll just eat the shit out of your food and rip up everything.
Yeah,
but like if it's a mom with cubs, you're fucked. Like if you have to like turn around, I don't know what the somebody look it up, but like you don't want to in any way make any fucking move like you're gonna threaten their cubs, because they'll just kill you.
Yeah,
all right, we just enough time to do some commercials here.
Oh yeah.
Which do you want to do first?
I just want to make fun of that one really quick.
Okay, we'll do the bad first. So this one, I actually hadn't seen it, but I've seen some other ones of the same thing. It's TurboTax. Here we go.
Ayo, Lena, it's Chad. Did you hear? My app just got massive funding.
Oh, wow, really? Tell me more.
Okay. I call it the Catculator. It's a calculator, but for your cat.
Meow.
I just got the idea when my cat stepped on my calculator.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hi, Lena. Is now a good time to go through your tax return line by line together?
Yeah, line by line sounds awesome, and please, take your time. It's my CPA, so I have to take this.
Give me a call. Talk.
I won't, but thanks.
Awesome. Talk then. Hey, Stacy.
TurboTax Live. Now it's CPA.
Yeah, it's like, this is what's annoying about this commercial is everything. But most of it's fine. Actually, almost all of it's fine. Like the way the girl, everything the girl says is fine. Kind of makes sense. Like she's trying to get out of a situation, having talked to an annoying guy. But I don't understand how you, you know, the theme of every commercial pretty much is that you got a good idea pretty much. I mean, they're not all great ideas. So this one, pretty good idea. Concept is, you know, obviously you got some people that are knowing what they're doing here. With like, we got a good concept of like, it's going to get you, whatever. Why not just have the guy have an app that makes any fucking sense? That would be an app that you would get funding for. Who came up with a cat calculator where your cat's, because your cat stepped on it, and that got funding for the thing? Like, why? Who's the idiot who, they get to the point, okay, so we got most of the thing. We just, let's just brainstorm some ideas for kind of a funny app that, like, the guy just got funding for. That would be annoying, you know, just to kind of show the character of the guy. You can think of a million things that would be like, oh, yeah, that could kind
of
be an app.
Yeah, maybe they thought of some other ideas and they're like, wait a minute, we need to actually make this an app. They kept thinking of good apps and getting
All got like good app. They moved on to app development and then there's just one guy that was like.
There's just a ton of turnover. Like,
Explain how a cat calculator works?
It's true. I admit I wasn't sure what the thing you were going to complain about was in this ad. Because like there's worse ads for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what he's even saying. A cat calculator. What does he say? A cat calculator.
Massive funding.
Oh, wow, really?
Massive funding.
Okay. I call it the catculator. It's a calculator, but for your cat. Meow. I just got the idea when my...
It's a calculator, but for your cat.
Doesn't make any sense. He got massive funding, by the way. Yeah. Somebody gave him funding for... How much funding do you need for a calculator?
Unless it's supposed to be like he was lying? I don't know.
I guess. Is that what I'm supposed to believe? I don't know what to believe anymore. These commercials. That's just that commercial every time I'm like, man, it was almost good, except for that one thing is so dumb. And it would be so easy to just think of something not as dumb. And it'd be good.
Yeah, they probably should have just had it be a total ripoff of another app, you know? Like.
Yeah.
And also, why does it have massive funding? Like, you could be like, oh, it's definitely going to get. Like, I'm sure any minute.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't understand. Yeah. That, it just, it's like, like I said, everything else is fine. You got a good concept.
Yeah, it's really not too bad. Like, in the grand scheme of things.
No. It's just that one guy with those lines that every time I go, God, it's so dumb. Why does it have to be that? Of anything else. There's other one. So just to show you I didn't send you the link, but you know the one where the guy's like, it like doesn't make any sense, but he's like wearing a captain's hat and he has like a picture behind him of a yacht.
Yeah.
And cause the whole idea is like the person is on the phone for TurboTax and you can see them and they're like going over your tax return. So he thinks he should set up a set behind him that makes him look rich, which she has his tax return. So it doesn't really.
Yeah. Like, that makes no sense.
Either he makes no money or he makes a ton of money. Like, well, how would you fool? Why would you want to fool your tax person? It doesn't anyway.
I think bothers me about that one is, once again, you know, there's the other character who knows that this person's an idiot, essentially.
Yeah.
And, like, she's like, you know they can't see you, right? And it's like, how do you know that? Like, I wouldn't, if I'm doing a fit, like, you're seeing a person who's talking to you and you see them. Why is it crazy to think that they also would see you? You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Yeah,
they have her say that like it's so fucking obvious. It's like it seems like you're just FaceTiming with someone, you know?
Yeah, I actually thought they did see you. Like when all these commercials I've been
there's
seeing.
Reason you wouldn't. Like, I mean, maybe it's an optional thing. Like you hit the button or something. I don't know. Stupid.
I wonder when I watched that one, I wondered if they thought like people aren't going to do this because they don't want people to see them. You know?
Yeah.
So maybe they're like, we really need to get that message across that they can't see you. But yeah. I still think that one's okay, except for the part about like she has your tax return. So, what if it showed you made like 40 grand and you have the yacht? And she's like, are you hiding money?
All right, I have to report. It's my duty to report you to the. Seems like you have some undeclared assets there that I need to. So, all right, let's do the good. This is the good. I messaged you and was like, I like these ads. Dude, I love. Okay, here, I'll just play the ad. I'm sure people will see it.
Behold the power. of the $5 bill. Well, thank you, Dad. Oh, you're welcome, family. What would we do without you? I shudder to wonder.
At Pizza Hut, for a $5 lineup of your favorites.
Just the guy in the weirdest Abraham Lincoln. Oh, because like his face is like all over makeup done, you know, and the beard and everything of Abraham Lincoln. And then he's just wearing like normal clothes. There's a couple of these. And it just, it makes not a lot of sense, but I also love it. Like it's not, there's everything about it is funny to me.
I think the key to why this works is that the family doesn't treat him. They just like ignore him. Like he's not even, it makes it set up like so that he just thinks he's Abraham Lincoln.
Also, he's doing a hell of an Abraham Lincoln. That's part of it too. I'm noticing I'm on the iSpot website, you know, it says products, pizza, $5 lineup, actors, Abraham Lincoln. It actually says Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. Now I'm going to click on that and see like what comes up.
What else has old Abe done?
Dude, it says Abraham Lincoln TV commercial ads, 46,425 airings, 40 spots.
Wow. 40 spots. Yeah, there's another one, isn't there?
This one was actually, there's another one where he, what is it? Maybe I'll click on the same product and see if it's has another one. Yeah, it's just here's why it's funny. He looks funny because he looks like Lincoln, and he's doing a good Lincoln impression, and that's it. They don't try to do like it much else.
Yeah,
let's see. Is this the other
one? Like it's silly. Like it's not trying to do a real Lincoln impression. He's not doing like
it's very much a Lincoln.
Yeah, but
behold the power.
Oh wait, is this the same one?
$5 bill.
A lot of people have their faces on currency, Abe. It's not that big a deal.
Not that many in the United States.
Andrew, Alexander, Ulysses, Benjamin Franklin, he wasn't even president.
Hangry party of three.
That one, none of what they're saying is funny, but you need to watch it for the guy. The way the guy is reacting is really good. He's like, he's making this face like, no big deal. It's good acting. The guy is good. That's the key. That it's one's less funny because they tried to do too much with that one.
Yeah.
I like the first one because it's just, they're just eating the pizza. like their dad is literally Abraham Lincoln. They don't give a shit. It's the best. I like those commercials. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that does it. Well, that does it. I got to go to the stupid fucking dentist. It never ends. God. There's no end to it.
Yeah. God, I think I have a dentist appointment next month and I need to get out of it. How do you get out of it? Remember when we came up with some ideas, like you call and just say, like, my teeth are all gone.
I know. Well, that was my bit from earlier, is like, the goal is to just die now while your teeth are, and then your teeth did the job that they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Just like, I walk in, they must just be like, why doesn't this guy die? God, we keep having to fix his teeth. If he just got hit by a car, then it would be job over. No, I know that's not how it works, but... All right. Sorry, I got to get out of here. We got to go to that appointment. But thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.